Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Seth Moorhead. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Seth Moorhead. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is hit by the pitch. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Taylor moves to third. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Altman scores. Walls goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gene Conley now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post, who is chasing the ball. Gorrell reaches third base with a triple. Banks scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn strikes out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi strikes out. There goes Ashburn. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sawatsky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Sawatsky and he is safe. Taylor steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Sawatsky and he is safe. Taylor steals third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky strikes out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Fernandez moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fernandez moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dark scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman strikes out. Sawatzky drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Altman out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez bunts towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Bauschi moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Post moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausche fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Schaefernoth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefernoth hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sawatzki strikes out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-2 in the game. Conley hits a pop-up towards first. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor bunts towards first. Bausche fields the ball and throws to Conley covering. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bausche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson bunts towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sawatzki for a passed ball. Thompson moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Al Dark now playing third base. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it and throws to first for the out. Post moves to second. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Post trying to get to home. Thompson throws the ball into Taylor, who tags Post, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Gene Freeze pinch runs for Willie Jones. Dave Philly pinch hits for Sparky Anderson. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Joe Kopp pinch runs for Dave Philly. Don Elston now pitching. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Sawatsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Freeze now playing third base. Joe Kopp now playing second base. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Gene Conley. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.